teaching tonight on the subject, the science of freedom. Open your Bibles, please, to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, the science of freedom. You're going to have to listen carefully and let me lead you logically tonight as I teach. Not many folks know what real freedom is all about. The average person in America doesn't have the foggiest idea what freedom really is. And tonight, if you listen carefully, you'll learn something about freedom. And now I better turn to it too. 1 Peter chapter 2. I'll start reading with verse number 13. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Now here's the verse I'm going to spend the entire night on. As free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. Our Heavenly Father, I wish America understood what freedom really is. I hope our people will understand what it is when we get through tonight. What is this thing for which our forefathers died? What is this thing for which they came to America? What is this thing for which we had the Revolutionary War? What is this thing that give me liberty, give me death implies? I pray tonight you'd help us to learn it, treasure it, and know it, and enjoy it, and use it. In Jesus' name, amen. Set up straight, listen very carefully. I'm going to teach you something. I don't think you realize that exactly what most of us do not realize exactly what freedom really is. I wish I could teach this lesson tonight to the United States Congress. I wish I could talk to the Supreme Court and teach this lesson tonight, the Supreme Court. I'm going to tell you tonight what our forefathers fought for, why they fought, and what freedom really is. The average person in this room tonight hasn't got the foggiest idea what freedom really is. I'm going to make 8 statements tonight, and under some of those I'll have some subheads. But let me have your logic. I mean, just on purpose, give me your attention tonight. Number one, every man has a right to be free. Every man has a right to be free. But the truth is, not one person out of 1,000 in America knows what that freedom is to which we have a right. Every man has a right to be free. Say that. Every man has a right to be free. Say it again. Every man has a right to be free. Statement number two. We're not free to do... He is not free to do what he wants to do. That is not freedom. The average American thinks that's what freedom is all about. But the truth is, I want to, without you turning to it, let me just read again. As free, that's the first thing I said, every man has the right to be free. And not using your liberty or freedom for a cloak of maliciousness. I say that every man is not, are you listening to me? Is not free to do what he wants to do. That word maliciousness there is an interesting word. It means that nobody is free to hurt somebody else. Nobody is free to hurt somebody else. I said to you, I've talked to you on our lessons on justice. I taught the purpose of government. You see, there was a day when America was a rural society. And a man had his own gun. He had his own protection. It was up to the head of the house to protect his family, their person, their property, and their freedom. Now, when man moved to town, it became necessary for our society to become somewhat communal. And that means that we chose some people to protect us. That's what the police department's all about. That's what the government is all about. The government of the United States was formed for three reasons: to protect our person, to protect our property, and protect our freedom. Anything else is not the original intent of the government of the United States. The city council of Hammond, the mayor of Hammond, their job, the police department, all of them, the fire department, protect our person, protect our property, and protect our freedom. All right? What's the purpose of government? Protect our what? Say it. Protect our what? Person. Second, protect our property. And third, protect our freedom. That's the purpose of it. Now, that means that no one has freedom to hurt anybody else. You don't have freedom in America to smoke cigarettes and blow nicotine smoke in my face. You don't have that freedom. Because when your freedom infringes on mine, or when my freedom infringes on yours, then that's where your freedom stops and where my freedom stops. For example, now I'm going to get a little personal here. You don't have the freedom to break the speed limit. I didn't hear much praise in the Lord there. Our Sunday night spirit has gone all of a sudden. When you break the speed limit, listen to me. When you break the speed limit, you're risking my life. Today, I almost got whipped as I was coming out that little road. I think it's 85th Street from the college. And the speed limit is 30 miles an hour. Now, I go 30 miles an hour. Now, I think it's a dumb speed limit, but that's what the speed limit is. And I go 30 miles an hour. When I go down Calumet Street, unless I just daydream, if I daydream, I don't get much over it, but I at 25 miles an hour down here from Sibley on down to Hammond High is 25 miles an hour. I go 25 miles an hour. I go to Harefield, it's 55 miles an hour on the toll road. I go 55 miles an hour. Jack Scott said the hitchhikers pass me going to Harefield. Now, I'm saying I have no right to endanger your freedom with my freedom. That means if my freedom endangers your person, your property, or your freedom, that means that my freedom has ceased to be. I was sitting on the airplane the other day, and a fellow took his shoes off, and he had no socks on, and sat there beside me with his shoes off. And I turned up the air and blew it toward away from me and on him, on his feet, and out toward the aisle. And he moved his feet, and I moved the air again. He has no freedom to take his shoes off and make me smell his stinky feet. That's not freedom. In fact, I'm going to preach on that for a while right now. I'm getting mad all of a sudden here. Now, yeah, you get excited when turn this up, please. You get excited when talking about stinky feet, but speed limit didn't excite you very much. Turn this up, please. I need a green light if you can hear me. Okay. I'm saying turn the treble up and the bass down. I'm saying that I have no right. I'm not free to do anything to hurt you. You ladies, you females, you have no right to wear indecent dress in public. Now, if you want to put your bikini on or put your shorts on, your halter, or your tight pants, listen to me now. If you want to put those on inside your own house, that's your business. But you have no right to cause people to have evil thoughts that shouldn't have to look at you stripped half naked walking down the street. I'm saying you don't. You say I'm free to dress like I want to dress, only if it does not infringe on the freedom of other people. So I'm saying
you're not free to do what you want to do. Freedom is not your right to do anything you want to do. You don't have a right to play your loud music and roll your car windows down so I can't talk when I walk down the street or drive down the street. You have no right to do that. All right? Now, I'm not to the study yet, but I want to get a few things off my chest, especially that fella had his bare feet on the airplane. I wanted to reach down and say, this is a piggy. Went to market, and this is a piggy. Stayed home. It's a piggy. Had roast beef. But my good friend Hoyt Lemon, a preacher, went to college with me. He was on an airplane back when they used to allow smoking and didn't have no smoking sections. And he was on the airplane, and the fellow beside him was smoking one cigarette after the other. Came time to eat, and they brought the meal on the plane, and Hoyt Lemon looked over to his guy next to him and smoking, and said, I'm going to spit in your water. The fellow said, you going to what? He said, I'm going to spit in your water. He said, why are you going to spit in my water? He said, you've been polluting my air. I'm going to pollute your water. Now, the truth is, nobody has a right, nobody is free to infringe upon anybody else's freedom. Now, I said, number one, every man has a right to be free. I said, number two, freedom does not mean that you have a right to do what you want to do. Now, number three, listen carefully. Freedom is your right to do what you should do. That's all freedom is. You have no right to do what you should not do. Freedom is your right to do what you should do. I read again the verse read a while ago. As free and not using your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Now that word servants is a very, very interesting word. It's the word bond servant or bond slave. And the word is that, by the way, Paul said in one or two places he was a bond slave. I think it was a Jude said he was a bond slave. Peter one time said he was a bond slave. James, in his epistle, said he was a bond slave. Now, what's a bond slave? A bond slave is someone who was a slave who has been freed by his master. And because he is freed by his master, he in turn volunteers to be a slave. He voluntarily does what he had to do before he was freed. Now, Jesus came to set you free. And because he set you free, you are free to serve him. In fact, that's what it says right here. It says, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. So I'm simply saying, this thing in America, I am free to do what I want to do. That's not Bible freedom. You're free to do what you should do. Number one, every man has a right to be free. Say that. Every man has a right to be free. Say it again. Every man has a right to be free. Number two, not free to do what he wants to do. Say it. Not free to do what he wants to do. Say it again. Not free to do what he wants to do. Number three, I'm only free to do what I should do. Say it. I'm only free to do what I should do. Now, when our forefathers came to America, they fought for their freedom. What was it they fought for? They fought for the right to worship their God. They fought for their religious freedom. They fought for the right to serve Him. They were not fighting for the right to do what each man wanted to do. I'll get to that after a while. They were fighting for their right to do what they should do, but England was preventing them from doing what they should do, and so, and later on Holland was, so they were fighting for their right to do what they should do. All right, number four. What then should decide what I should do? If my freedom is the freedom to do what I should do, there's got to be some criteria that decides what I should do. And therein we come to what real freedom is. Don't leave me now. Now there are four alternatives. Alternative number one, I can decide what I should do. And that is anarchy. It says three times in the book of Judges, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. In that day of darkness and declension and apostasy, it was caused because every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Now, I want to say this. Freedom does not mean you can do what is right in your own eyes. The truth is, that's what the devil wants you to do. You've heard me say this again and again. The devil's not trying to get you to do his thing. He's trying to get you to do your thing. Because all the devil is trying to get you to do is not to do what God wants you to do. I have a sermon I preached on this once here months ago. And that is this. The devil has no plan for your life. The devil was originally an archangel in heaven. His name was Lucifer. He was the head of the angels in heaven. He was God's right-hand deputy. He said, I will exalt myself above the throne of God, and I'll take over heaven. When Satan said, are you listening? I'll take over heaven. Then God cast him out of heaven, and Satan became bitter against God. He hates God so much, the devil's not trying to hurt you. He's trying to hurt God. He's trying to keep you from praising God and serving God. So the devil came to Eve in the Garden of Eden. He didn't say, this is what I want you to do. He said, this is what I don't want you to do. He said, Eve, you eat this fruit and you'll be as God, a God, deciding what's good and evil. He said, Eve, you have a mind of your own. You decide what you do. Now, let me say this. That is not Bible freedom. The hippie says Bible freedom is you do your own thing. And the humanist says that freedom is you do your own thing. And the American philosophy in the average university in America today, they're teaching the garbage that you do your own thing. Isaiah said in Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And you have no right to go your own way. Freedom is not freedom so you can do what you want to do. Freedom is freedom so you can do what God wants you to do. Now, since freedom is the freedom to do what I should do, then we've got to decide who decides what I should do. First choice, I can decide that's anarchy. Second choice, somebody else can decide. I can let the Pope decide. That's dictatorship. If I decide myself what I should do, let me say it again, freedom is free, is me being free to do what I should do. Now, you ought to listen to this. If I am free to do what I should do, then I've got to have some final authority to tell me what I should do and where to find what I should do. All right? If I decide what I should do, that's anarchy. If I choose somebody else to decide what I should do, and he decides what I should do, that's dictatorship. If I choose a group of people to decide what I should do, that's socialism. Let me illustrate. I want to be free. I am not free to do what I want to do. I am only free to do what I finish it. I say it. What I say it again. What I should do. All right? Now, I've got to decide. I've got to figure who decides what I should do. All right? I can decide it, and that's anarchy. Or I can choose someone like Brother Boardway, and he can tell me what to do, and that's dictatorship. Or I can choose all these fellows on the platform, and they can tell me what to do, and that's socialism, which is almost synonymous with humanism. Now, there's a fourth choice. God can tell me what to do. Now, so I'm saying, freedom is, I have a right to freedom. But my freedom is not the right to do what I want to do. Freedom is the right to do what I should do. And I've got to decide what I should do. If I decide, that's anarchy. If he decides, that's dictatorship. If they decide, that's socialism. If God decides, that's freedom. So that means that my freedom is me being free to do what God decides I should do. And nobody has a right to interfere from me doing what God says to do. I'm supposed to be free to do what God tells me to do. I said, number one, every man has a right to be free. Say it. Every man has a right to be free. I said, number two, not free to do what he wants to do. Say it. Not free to do what he wants to do. Three. But to do what he should do. Say it. But to do what he should do. Every man has a right to be free. Number two, not to do what he wants to do. Number three, but to do what he should do. And number four, we've got to decide who decides what I should do. If I decide, what's that? Say it. It's what? If he decides, that's what? If they decide, that's what? If God decides, that's what? Freedom. And that's the only freedom there is in the world. You are not free to do your own thing. And America fought for the freedom to have the right to do what God led us to do. And men that wrote the Constitution, that's what they wrote. The laws of our land are patterned after the old Justinian Code. And the Justinian Code is patterned after the law of God that God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai. And the laws of our land, listen, America was built on the premise that every man has a right to be free to do what he should do, and what he should do is what God says to do. Our country is a perfect illustration of people wanting to decide. The individual says, I'll decide what I'll do, what I should do. Or a person will decide what I should do, or the government will decide what I should do. The government wasn't made to keep me from obeying God. It was made to give me the freedom to obey God. Number five, freedom then is my right to obey God. That's what freedom is. Freedom is my right to do what I should do, and I've got to have a final authority to tell me what I should do, and here is that final authority right there. That's why I'm fighting for this Bible. That's why I fight against the NIV Bible, or so-called Bible version. That's why I fight against the Revised Standard Version and the American Standard. By the way, I got an article somebody gave it to me in my mail from a man named Logsdon, who was on the committee that translated the New American Standard Version of the Bible. You go to the average Bible college, you go down and talk to Dr. Custer at Bob Jones University, and I'd like to Custer sometime. But you go down and talk to people like that, and they'll tell you that probably the best nearest thing to the original language is the American Standard Version or the New American Standard Version. You turn on your television set sometime and listen to pastor of the First Baptist Church of Atlanta, Georgia. I forgot his name all of a sudden. Stanley. And while he reads his scripture, you read your King James Bible and you'll find they're not the same. And you haven't got any business listening to people like that. You see, we've got to have a final authority. That's what Brother Grady's book talks about. Final authority. There's got to be somewhere we come and say, this is the final authority, and that's what this book is right here. I'm saying, all Americans want to be free. But some Americans want to be free to do what they choose, or free to do what the government chooses. But that's not freedom. Freedom is when you are free to do what you should do, and the final authority to tell you what you should do is inside that book right there. Number six. Now listen carefully to this. Anything else, if I decide what I should do, don't leave this now, don't leave me now. If I decide what I should do, or he decides what I should do, or they decide what I should do, that is taking away God's freedom. What did I say government was for? Protect my what? Say it, my what? Person and my what? Property and my what? Freedom. Now, if my person is not protected, I'm not free. Is that right? If my property is not protected, I'm not free. Is that right? What if God's property is not protected? Then God has lost his freedom. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:18 through 20 that he owns me. He says, you're not your own. You're bought with a price. You're not your own. You're not your property. You're God's property. And when you decide what you do, when you say freedom, It's my right to decide what I do. You're saying, I'll take God's property and God will not be free, and you're not protecting God's property, and God's property has as much right to be protected as yours does. Or if you say, I'll let a group of people decide what I do, what I should do, then that group of people is taking God's property. I hope you're getting this. Taking God's property. And what you're doing is stealing God's freedom, because God has a right for his property to be protected, just like you have a right for your car to be protected. Somebody goes out tonight and slashes your tires. They're taking away your freedom, because you have a right for your property to be protected. If you tonight decide what you do and what's right in your own eyes, you are taking God's property and stealing God's freedom to use his property as he chooses to use it. Now let me illustrate. God tells me to go soul winning. If God tells me to go soul winning, that means that I must be free to go soul winning, right? Now, if I don't go soul winning, I'm not free. Freedom is the freedom to do what I should do. If the Hammond City Council passes an ordinance that says they've got to permit me to go soul winning, then they are infringing on my freedom. I cannot do what I should do, and I will not ask the Hammond City Council whether I'm supposed to go soul winning or not. And you let them pass such an ordinance, then all of us are going to go soul winning in Hammond next Saturday right here in the city limits. I'm saying, we talk about freedom, the hippies talk about freedom, and the humanists talk about freedom, and the rock concert crowd talks about freedom, and the stinking universities talk about freedom. They're not talking about real freedom. They're talking about anarchy or dictatorship or humanism or socialism, because real freedom is only your right to do what you should do, and somebody's got to be the final authority to decide what you should do, and it's either you or him, or them, or God. I was down in Florida preaching. Pastor showed me a sign. He put a nice, attractive sign up out in front of his church, as nice as anybody's sign. City council came out and said, you can't do it. You got to have flowers around that sign, or we'll take it down. He put flowers around the sign. City council came out and said, now you got to put the kind of flowers we tell you to put. Just flowers won't do. We want these flowers around that sign. He put those flowers around that sign. I wouldn't have, but he did. City council came out and said, you don't have the right proportion. You got to have this many of this flower and this many of this flower, and this many of this one. You got to have this many gladiolas and this many pansies. In fact, that's what city council was. Now, what are they doing? In the name of freedom, they're taking away his freedom, because they are telling him what he should do. And the truth is, he has a right to practice and obey God in worshiping as he chooses. And he has a right under God. And that's what freedom is. And they're taking his freedom away. Over here in Prospect Heights, Keith Gomez, one of our graduates, doing a great job. Wanted to enlarge his auditorium, or build another auditorium. The city fathers said, we don't want a large church in that neighborhood. They said, you can't build that auditorium. We don't want that many people. Now, it's not the city fathers. By the way, first place, what Keith Gomez is doing over there will do more to stop their crime and do more to stop their dope and stop their illicit sex, most anything else. But I'm simply saying, they're saying to Keith Gomez, you are not free to do what you should do. You should build a church. You should preach the gospel. But you're not free to do what you should do. And they're taking away his freedom. He's moving 40 miles away. Out of Prospect Heights. I was at a church in Virginia. City Fathers said, you've got to put up evergreen trees to cover your... They're building a new building. They would not give them permission to build that beautiful new building unless they put up evergreens to cover that building from the road out in front. This country is going to seed and going to the devil on what we call freedom. I can do my own thing. That's not freedom. God made you. Jesus redeemed you. You're His by creation, and you're His by redemption and purchase. And your freedom is a freedom from anybody to keep you from doing what you should do. And what you should do is what He says you should do in that book. I said, every man has a right to be free. I said, not free to do what he wants to do. Doing what you want to do is not freedom. I said, only free to do what he should do. I said, then we should decide what we should do. Who should decide what we should do? If I decide, that's not freedom, that's anarchy. If he decides, that's not freedom, that's dictatorship. If they decide, that's not freedom, that's socialism or humanism. If God decides, and I fight for my right to do what I should do, which is God, what God wants me to do. You listen to me. You young people got your plans all made to get rich. Your goal in life is to have a beautiful house, and I'm not against that. But that's your goal in life. If God gives it to you in the pathway of doing His will, wonderful. But if that becomes your desire and above His will, that's not wonderful. You got your own life plan. You're not free. You listen carefully. The devil has no plan for your life. He's just trying to keep you from doing God's plan. The devil has no Bible. He doesn't care which Bible you use, as long as you don't use God's Bible. Get an intelligent look on your face, would you? Devil doesn't care. Use the NIV. Use the New American Standard. Use the Old American Standard. Use the New Scofield. Use the New King James. Use the Good News for Modern Man. Use the Amplified. Use the Good Speed. Use the Moffat Translation. I don't care. Use what you want to use. The devil doesn't care what you use. Just stay away from God's book. That's all he's concerned about. But when you, so that means that you are either doing what God wants you to do or what the devil wants you to do. You know, look at me. Look at me. I'm teaching you. Look at me, young ladies. I hate these disinterested looks. There are two people that you can serve. You can serve God and or not serve God. And the minute that you leave that little place where you're serving God, then you're serving the devil. So either you are free tonight to serve the devil or free to serve God, and God owns you and has a right to you. Now the next thing, listen carefully. If you force me to obey God, you've taken away my freedom. If you force me to obey God, my freedom is my right to choose to obey God. The illustration. America took care of the poor. In fact, back when I was a kid, that's all we had just about. But there was a day when we took care of the poor. But we lost our character. There was a day when America took care of her aged. There was a day when sons and daughters took care of moms and dads when they got old. We lost our character. We lost our character. The government said, we'll force you to take care of your mom and dad. But not only that, we'll take that money that you could have given to your mom and dad, we'll take it to Washington and leave half of it there and just send half of it back to your mom and dad. Democracy cannot work without Christianity. Because socialism is the government forcing you to do what the love of Christ would compel you to do. Now, Christianity takes care of its own. If, for example, you won't take care of your mom and dad's medical bills, then the government says we'll force you to do it. Now, just as I am free to do what I should do, I'm also free to choose to do what I should do, and Mr. Clinton has no right to tell me I've got to pay his health bill. None at all. None at all. He's taken away my freedom. He has no right in this world for me to force me one-third of all the babies, about one-third of all the babies born in America this year have been born outside wedlock. One of our black couples she's having a baby. They went to St. Margaret's Hospital. Their bill was $7,000. St. Margaret's Hospital people in the office there said, "Are you married?" And they said, "Yes, we are." And the officials there said, "It's too bad. It's going to cost you $7,000 because you're married. If you weren't married, welfare would pay for it." No government has a right to force me at gunpoint to pay for a bunch of whores and harlots, illegitimate children. But if a country won't voluntarily do right, then the government forces us to do right. And that's socialism. Forgive me for saying it. Social Security. We got it. They take it out of your check. So if you can get some of it, get it. Get every stinking dime you can get out of that mess up in Washington. Not wrong to get it, but the whole system is wrong. The whole system. It is the government saying, you will have to take care of people you don't choose to take care of, but it never would have happened if we'd have kept our faith in that book and the God of that book. As you lose your faith in God, you've got to put your faith in something else. And if we lose our faith in God to care for us, we unite together. And as we unite together to care, that's what crop insurance is. We are swept up in America in a system that says you will not choose to do good. We will force you. You won't take care of the poor. We'll force you to take care of the poor. But my freedom is I am free to choose to feed the poor myself. Number 8. My government, then, should protect my right to obey God, which is my freedom. It's up to my government, not to be free from religion, but to protect my freedom of religion. It's up to the Hammond Police Department not to keep me from obeying God, but to keep me free to obey God. It's up to the Hammond City Council not to pass a law that I can't go soul winning, but pass laws that make it sure I can go soul winning. That's what freedom's all about. I repeat, every man has a right to be free. Not free to do what he wants to do. That's not freedom. Only free to do what he should do. Something has to decide what he should do. He, that's anarchy. Somebody else, that's dictatorship. A group of people, that's socialism. God, that's freedom. Freedom, then, is my right to obey God. That's what democracy is. A bond servant. Slavery and freedom are exactly alike, but just different motives. The old story that you've heard me tell again and again and again illustrates it. In the days of slavery, they were auctioning off some slaves. A strong, big, beautiful young lady, black lady, was being auctioned off at a southern slave market. They wanted her because she was healthy and looked strong, and she was also beautiful. And they began to bid, and she began to curse. And if somebody raised the bid, she'd curse him. Somebody raised it again, she'd curse him. He'd raise it again, she'd curse him. "I won't be your slave. I won't be your slave. I won't do it. I won't go. I won't be your slave." And finally, one gentleman purchased her. And she said, "I will not go." And he said, "I did not purchase you for you to be my slave. I purchased you because I want you to be free. You are now a free person." She fell at his feet and said, "Then I'll be
your slave. Slavery and freedom are exactly alike, except the purpose and the motive for the service.
The servant, the slave, has to do it. The bond slave says, I'm free to choose to do it.
Anything else is taking away God's freedom, for I'm His, and His property has a right to be protected. If you force me to obey God, I mean, and do what I should choose to do, that's socialism. Democracy cannot work without Christianity. My government should protect my right to obey God, which is my freedom. So government is to be free from religion, but to protect me, to protect my freedom of religion. That's what America was all about. When I was, I mentioned at the college today, when I was a young man, we were thrust into World War II. Every red-blooded young man in America, unless he was a queer, wanted to go fight. We didn't know what a draft dodger was. We never saw one. And if we'd have seen him, we'd have killed him. What do we fight for? Hear me carefully, and I'm through. Our boys did not go to World War II to fight for our freedom to have rock concerts. That's not freedom. That's infringing upon the personal rights of others. Our boys did not go to fight for the freedom of every American to choose what he wanted to do. Our boys went and fought and gave their lives on the battlefields of the world so that we might be free to serve our God. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is all real freedom is. Free to do what I should do. Free to do what I ought to do. Free to do the right thing. Freedom to do right. Then I must find who decides what's right. I decide anarchy. He decides dictatorship. They decide socialism. God decides. That's freedom. So that means, listen carefully now, that means that every single one of these looks like freedom. If I decide what I should do, that looks like freedom. If he decides what I should do, that looks like freedom. If society decides what I should do, that looks like freedom. But it's not freedom. Freedom is my right to decide to do what I should do. And what I should do is what God tells me in this book to do. Shall we stand, please?